USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates rose for the fifth consecutive week. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.29%, according to a survey of lenders released by Freddie Mac. It was the second week in a row that rates topped 6%. The last time rates were this high was October 2008, when the United States was in a deep recession. Hurricane Fiona remains a concern as it departs the Caribbean heading north in the Atlantic. Felipe Papin with the National Weather Service tells Fox News Bermuda and this weekend Canada are in the storm's path.
We're forecasting up to 2 to 4 inches of rain for Bermuda. And then for Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and Western Newfoundland, we're expecting 3 to 6 inches of rainfall with local maximum of up to 10 inches. And so this rainfall could result in areas of flooding, some of which may be significant.
NASA is giving the thumbs up on a planned launch.
NASA's Artemis 1 rocket passed a critical fueling test Wednesday, potentially keeping it on track for a planned September 27th liftoff to lunar orbit in the unmanned mission.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is weighing in on a lawsuit brought against him by New York AG Letitia James, who accuses him of overvaluing his assets. In an interview on Fox News,
I actually thought that they would never bring the case, and she brought it. And the reason I thought, because she didn't have a case, I was of the impression she wanted to settle. But I had a problem, because how do you pay something, even if it's a small amount of money, if you're not guilty?
Two Americans and five Brits who were captured by Russian forces in Ukraine have been freed in a prisoner swap. The prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine was brokered by Saudi Arabia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2-neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record-high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Fentanyl overdoses in Wisconsin grew 97% since 2019, and the state issued a public health advisory to try to deal with the spike. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher on Fox News says the problems at the southern border, like the influx of fentanyl, aren't just impacting the southern states.
We have crime directly related to lawlessness at the southern border that's claimed lives in my district. We have massive problems with fentanyl that's killing people in my district.
After public pressure, a minority owner of an NBA basketball team is selling.
Robert Sarver says he has started the process of selling the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury, a move that comes only 8 days after he was suspended by the NBA over workplace misconduct, including racist speech and hostile behavior towards employees. In a tweet shared on both teams' official account, the Suns and Mercury wrote that Sarver's decision is, quote, in the best interest of the organization and community, end quote. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Republican Representatives Chris Smith and Kathy McMorris Rogers introduced a bill to protect pro-life pregnancy centers against a surge in violent attacks by pro-abortion terrorists. The Protect Pregnancy Care Centers Act of 2022 has 28 co-sponsors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.